You are listening to Cultural Oasis. I'm your presenter, Christy Choi. What's happening? Four core matches of the 2010 FIFA World Cup will be broadcast on Hong Kong's free digital television stations TVB and ATV. Subscription channel iCable, who has exclusive broadcasting rights, has signed a deal with the two stations to provide four matches, including the opening match on June 11th, the two semi-finals, and the final on July 11th. The catch is, TVB and ATV will have to broadcast all of iCable's advertisements, promotional materials, and show hosts appeared during the games. The British Council is liaising with the International Baccalaureate Organization and UK schools to prepare contingency plans for students who are stranded in Hong Kong to sit examinations here. Due to Iceland's volcano ash crisis and the breakdown of air transportation to Europe, students who came back to Hong Kong for the Easter holiday break may not be able to start the term on time. A Hong Kong student waiting to return to his school in London said the situation was unexpected, but he believed that the problem would be solved.
I heard from the news that the volcano ash is disappearing, so I guess I can go back very soon. I hope I can sit exams there because it's more familiar to me, but it's also okay to do it here.
Artists 414 fundraising campaign took place early this week, with over 300 artists from Hong Kong, Taiwan and mainland China showing their support. Connie Luke has more details.
A powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck Qinghai province and over 100,000 people are affected. In order to raise money for the victims, the Hong Kong Performing Artists Guild launched Artist 414 fundraising campaign on Monday. Over 300 artists, including Jackie Chan, Andy Lau, Paula Che, and so on, participated in the event. A total sum of over $30 million has been raised. The event took place at the Hong Kong Coliseum. Most performances are in group formats. Many artists who participated in the event emphasized that the goal of this event was not merely the money, but the demonstration of unity among Chinese people and compassion towards their fellow comrades. In addition to donating money, a number of artists visited the earthquake site. For instance, the day after the earthquake occurred, martial arts star Jackie Chan threw 15 tons of water as well as other quick relief items to the epicenter of the disaster area in Qinghai.
The French May Arts Festival 2010 is in town. The festival will last for 2 months, starting from April 23rd. Some of the highlights this year include a cinema program titled Farm, 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 which celebrates women in the film industry. Also, La French Fashion May will showcase the creations of young, emerging French designers and introduce their unique trends to the Hong Kong fashion scene. The 5th Asia International Arts and Antique Fair will be held from May 21st to 23rd at the Asia World Expo this year. Over 200 exhibitors will demonstrate their invaluable art pieces, including Chinese paintings, calligraphy, antiques, contemporary arts, jewelry, clocks, and watches. There will be separate pavilions for private collections, free on-site antique valuation and appraisal service, and an on-site e-auction. That's the end of the news. Coming next, three students who went to exchange shared their cross-cultural experiences. Stay tuned. To live in a foreign country and experience a culture different from home is many people's dreams. University, a place that allows students to pursue their dreams, certainly has a variety of exchange programs for their beloved students. here at the University of Hong Kong. Apart from the normal exchange program which sends students abroad to study for one semester or a year, a new summer internship titled Live Learn Intern in China has also been launched. Hoi and Jenny went to Ireland and Sweden for exchange respectively. How did they feel about their journeys? Did they really experience the kind of cultural exchange that our school hopes for? Christy Chai has more details. Here with me is Global Launch's manager, Ms. Joanna Wan. How does it work?
Oh, that's called the Live Learn Intern in China internship. So how does it work is we basically recruit students from MIT, Harvard, and Princeton, and then we will also recruit students from Hong Kong U. So we'll either go to do internships in Shanghai or Hong Kong. So students get to choose themselves what are their preference. And then they get to, for example, if the students get to choose to Shanghai, they will stay there for 2 months and then do internship there. Through that kind of internship experience, they will definitely know the culture in China, so we can learn from each other.
I also went to Hong Kong U to interview Hoi, where she shared her exchange experience with me near a beautiful fountain.
Hello, Hoi.
Hello.
Do you recognize any cultural differences?
Between Ireland and Hong Kong? Oh, definitely. I went there, I was trying to pick out the similarities rather than differences, because differences to me will always be very foreign. I went from the holiday down to the south of Ireland, I think. No, it was west. And basically Ireland's a little, it's an island in itself, so it's surrounded by waters. And like Hong Kong, it's surrounded by waters as well, so fishing was a huge part of the economy. And they had, I remember visiting a little shop where they were selling wools, knitted jumpers, and they had different patterns for each jumper. And they said they're explaining how like different patterns for different things, and they meant different things, and for fishermen to wear, and they would bring them good luck, which is quite interesting because Hong Kong people, at least like Chinese people, were very auspicious about good luck and good fortune and having a blessing from somebody or something. That was quite similar and fascinating.
Here I am with Jenny, who has been to exchange in Sweden.
I found that Swedish people are really conscious to the seasonal changes. Like for example, but at the end of April, the beginning of May, they had this big festival where people just light up like a huge fire and dance around it and did all sorts of ceremonies around just to celebrate the end of winter.
It seems that both Hoi and Jenny learned more about other countries' culture, which echoed what Joanna said.